Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Odd 7 Podcast Network. Listen different.
I call me vice president. Hey everyone, welcome back to Simpin' After Dark. Today is a very special episode. It's a Halloween special edition, Psycho Lover Volume 3.
Yes.
Oh my god. And I got a guest.
It's me. It's me again.
Who are you?
That's from like a movie, isn't it? I'm April Mendoza, and I'm a filmmaker here at Wild 7 Studios.
Yes. So she has been on the podcast. She's my sister. You've been on multiple times. I've lost track at this point.
Yeah.
So you are familiar to the listener. If you are new here, Simpin' After Dark is a podcast all about music and lyrics and using those lyrics to help transition into conversations about love and relationships and dating, whether it's toxic shit or healthy shit. Since this is the Psycho Lover edition, we're going to be leaning more into the toxic side. But it's always a little more fun, I think. I don't know.
There's a lot to talk about.
There is lots to talk about. So I had you guys send me stories. I have 3 that I'm going to be reading. And I'm going to be joining in. You know, usually I don't because, you know, I like to keep it anonymous. That's why I tell everyone you're going to be anonymous, because if you're going to be telling me your psycho story or if you went through something crazy or shocking, whatever, and you want to stay low key, that's cool. But I'm just going to say my story. I don't care. I looked up the statute of limitations and I can't get in trouble. So
are you the psycho or did you date a psycho?
I was a psycho. I have dealt with psychos, but I was like, let me put myself on blast here. I feel like if I'm not going to be anonymous, then I don't want to put somebody on blast, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people will be able to put details together. I don't know.
Fuck it.
And then maybe if April's feeling
ballsy,
brave or ballsy, she'll join in on the stories.
Probably with a few more sips of this, but.
Yeah, we got our claws here. We've been setting up and just getting into the mood. Today is October 28th, so it's Friday. By the time this drops, it'll be the 2nd. So I hope everybody had a beautiful and spooky and fun Halloween. Hope you dressed up as cool, slutty, or funny things, whatever.
Yeah. We didn't really dress up here, but we kind of just dressed in black. And
yeah, going for like the vampy kind of look. I don't know.
Inspired by like Elvira, you know.
Yes, Morticia, all the baddies.
I'm excited for Halloween, though.
I know. So we've been working on our costumes. I'm going to be Wednesday Addams and Pearl. Hopefully by the time this drops, I have pictures. Hopefully my outfits come together because I'm still kind of last minute gathering, sourcing materials. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't even know what my second costume is going to be, but my first costume is going to be Marceline from Adventure Time.
The Vampire Queen.
Yeah, I was out there painting my guitar axe. So.
It's
hopefully
cute.
It all comes together.
I have faith. I have faith that all our costumes are going to come together. So today, as always, I pick a song. So we are going to be talking about Pink Panthress, which I never have talked about her before. She's a young one. She's 21. She popped off and got famous on TikTok. I feel like she was one of the original people to pop off on TikTok, because now it kind of happens a lot. So I think when it first happened with her, it felt a little bit like industry plant-ish, like the way she just immediately blew up and started like collaborating with bigger artists and having all these articles written about her and just like being in.
What's an industry plant?
I guess people might have different definitions. From my understanding of it, is kind of an artist that is low-key under a major label, but the label tries to push them out there as if they were super indie.
Okay.
So people speculate that Clairo was an industry plant. The way she popped up in like her videos, her music videos, was just her at like her laptop with the camera, and it was just like, you know, like super low res, like bedroom pop type thing.
Lo-fi or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if she is or not. I think TikTok was just a really useful tool, like it is today. It does give a lot of artists a leg up. Yeah, sometimes you get artists that like aren't that great, and like they have a little snippet and you check out the rest of the song or their other music and it's like not that great, but like Pink Panther is dope. So whether she is or not, I fuck with it.
I love the name Pink Panther.
Right? It's super cute.
And I've definitely listened to her music probably because of you, but also from TikTok. But I mean, I'm bad with names.
Yeah.
Specifically in the music scene. So I'm always like, who?
Who? Yeah. She had a lot of songs trending on TikTok. So we're going to be talking about Pain and Just For Me from her debut mixtape, To Hell With It, which dropped last year, I think in October, actually.
Nice. Ooh, very on brand.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been about a year since she dropped it.
Sick.
I think it's like 12 songs. They're all really great. They're all really cohesive for being a mixtape. She was still very intentional about it. She uses a lot of samples. I actually, earlier when we were setting up and I was playing Linkin Park, it's because I was looking at like the Apple Music, like behind the artist thing. And one of her songs, Last Valentine, apparently the guitar loop sample is from the Linkin Park song Forgotten from their Hybrid Theory album. And Chester Bennington is actually credited in the writing credit. So I was like,
oh, that's nice.
R.I.P. So fucking legend.
Unlike Olivia Rodrigo and Hayley Williams from Paramore.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
I heard, so side note, but I heard Hayley Williams played that song at her recent concert.
Really? Olivia Rodrigo's?
Yeah. And just to kind of show like, yep, you know.
Interesting. Speaking of Hayley Williams, my FYP recently has just been all Paramore
because
they've been touring. So it's just like everything. I'm like living for it. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like them singing, her singing Decode and All I Wanted Was You for the first time. Like everything is amazing. But there was a video where she actually brought Pink Panthers up on stage to perform Misery Business with her, just like a little part of it.
Shit.
She's so cute. I
want to see her in concert so bad. She's one of like
Paramore.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to go sure. Yeah. If they are ever in LA. Sorry.
I saw that she was like doing like a crip walk or something on stage.
Oh, I know. Everyone was like, what the hell?
I love it.
And then I was looking at the comments and people were like, yeah, like that was an era where like emo was super into like rap and hip hop. And I remembered like Pop Goes Crunk and all that shit. So that was definitely like a crossover era.
But also, I heard that like one of her neighbors, who's like an NBA star now, taught her how to crip walk. I forgot where she grew up or whatever, but like,
who do you remember?
I don't know their name. I don't know the name. Yeah,
that's so funny and random.
Yeah, I'm bad at names in general, so sports, music, all that stuff.
Well, we love Hayley Williams, freaking iconic, legendary vocalist of our generation. But Pink Panthers, her vocals are a lot more low-key, but they are so beautiful. She uses a lot of like UK garage breakbeat samples, and her music is very bedroom poppy. If you haven't checked her out, check her out. She's pretty big now. I actually was looking, when I was like looking for the clips to play, there was a Rolling Stone video, like interview, I guess, like an artist on artist, musician on musician type thing, her and Kate Renata. And the title said like their upcoming collaboration or something like that. So I was like, what? I was like trying to skim through it to like find where they were talking about it, but it was too long. It was like 20 minutes.
And I
was like,
sick.
I can't find it. But she also has collaborated with Willow. So that's what I'm saying. Like she's been collaborating with a lot of people. She like helps produce a lot of her music. I think when she was first blowing up on TikTok, she was producing everything. So she's really talented. She sings, she writes, she'll like make the beats and all that.
That's sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love to hear it. Starting one place and ending up somewhere else. Like,
yeah. Like, good like for her.
A lot of talented people do that. Yeah.
Shout out to the UK. They just are pumping out a lot of good artists, I feel like.
Yeah. Lately. So she's from the UK?
Yeah. She has like her little accent. It's cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Pain is the intro song from To Hell With It. And Just For Me is like track number, I don't even know. But I actually found the reason I picked those two songs was because on like the Apple thing, there is, where is it? Okay. Inspired by the stalkerish theme of Eminem's Stan and the music of Craig David, Just For Me is written about her unhealthy obsession with the crush and is a spiritual successor to her January 2021 song, Pain. Mm. So they're like cousin songs or Stan? Related.
You know, I don't know who Craig David is, but.
I was like, this sounds so familiar. And I went and listened because I was like, who is Craig David? He has that song. I forgot what it's called, but it's like, met her on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. Thursday and Friday, him by Sunday.
It sounds like a different
Monday.
Song.
I mean, no. A different song from what?
I'm thinking of like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I don't know. How about no. You know the one?
I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wait, no. Are you talking about Eminem?
No.
Okay. Never mind. No. He actually has a few songs. I was listening to his Spotify, like the top, like, most played songs, and he had a lot of bops. He's like from earlier 2000s, I think. I'm not sure if he still makes music. I didn't check, but that's his most popular song. So I'll play it later. You'll probably recognize it. Like I for sure immediately was like, oh my God, I remember this.
And well, like, I remember Eminem's Stan. So.
That iconic. Song is crazy. I know. I literally remember when the video was playing on MTV nonstop. Like it was so good.
Yeah.
Which is definitely stalkerish vibes. I actually, one of the stories sent in was kind of about like a stalker. So kind of a little.
That must be so terrifying. Here. Yeah.
Yeah. So the song, Just For Me, more specifically, is about being obsessed with someone. And I didn't even catch it the first few times I heard the song. It's one of those where you don't, it kind of reminds me of that song where it's like, every step you take.
Okay, that's like the ultimate stalker theme song.
Every move you make.
Yeah.
Every breath. Oh, I forgot the words.
Every smell you take.
I'll be watching you.
And at first you listen to it and you're like, oh, like, so sweet.
It's a guardian angel or something. I know. Or like, I don't know, like somebody that loves you. And then you really look at the lyrics, really think about it. You're like, oh,
it's like a glass crashing or shattering in your head moment.
Yes, you can't unhear it. You can't unlearn that. Very fucking creepy vibes. So, yeah.
Hey.
Exactly.
I love it.
okay, so let me play a clip of just the first song, which is Pain. And then we'll get into some of the lyrics.
Yay.
Good. So she said this was one of her first songs to really pop off on TikTok.
I think I've heard that on there. Pretty sure.
Yeah, there was like a lot of songs that were on this mixtape that popped off on TikTok. I feel like they probably all were at some point. But even like verse one, immediately she's like, "It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Now I'm entering my bed. Had a few dreams about you. I can't tell you what we did. I expected to see you on your morning run again. I know I shouldn't be watching because every time I feel the pain."
On your morning run? Oh, my God.
Like, creepy vibes.
Like, I wonder already. If she dated her neighbor, probably, right?
I don't know. Maybe. I was reading something else where it was like, oh, these were all, like, based on fictitious scenarios. I'm like, yeah, sure. You just don't want to admit you was a creep.
I mean, it's she's not that young, crazy to, like, put yourself in that kind of situation, like, I could see myself doing that when I was, like, younger.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, she's 21, so, like, even if she was, like, remembering shit from high school, I feel like, you know, we all did it. This is not a gender-specific thing, like, being a creep or being obsessed. Like, I feel like I definitely...
Obsessed, yeah.
I feel like I've definitely manifested, like, people in my life, aka like obsessed and made it happen. Like, because I'd be in love with a guy, yeah. And I'd be like, I need to have him, and I would just put everything into effect.
That's true, me too.
Like, not in, like, a super creepy way, because, like, I guess there's a trend on TikTok right now. I just saw some screenshots where girls are, like, spilling how they got their man, kind of what we're talking about, but they're like, oh, I saw that he... I don't even remember what the stories were, but it was, like, really weird where they would be, like, I'd play, like, the song that he likes in the background of my stories to make him interact with me. And then, like, oh, this one girl was, yeah. like, mm-hmm. I was bad at math, and then I knew he was a tutor, so my mom paid him $40 an hour to hang out with me. And then I passed the exam, and now we're dating for 2 years later.
What is
later.
This, Mean Girls? Like,
yeah, just, like, hardcore, just, like, busting out all the maneuvers to fool a man. Like,
I love that. I love that the mom got involved.
I know. I feel like that moms are down for that for sure.
No, I don't think so.
No? You well, wouldn't I mean, enable that?
Well, if you're bad at math and you needed a tutor, it may as well be someone exactly. you like, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, if your daughter comes to you and she's like, Mom, help. I need you, like, to do this plan for
I feel
me.
Like our mom would be like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Like, don't chase. You know what I mean? Well, I don't know. I feel like she was always telling us that, like, we choose. Mm-hmm. Like, we shouldn't be chosen. You know, like, don't settle for just because you're chosen.
Yeah, but that is us choosing, though.
Yeah, right. So, like, maybe.
That's what. But maybe. I feel like that's how it is. Like, I think women low-key choose, like, for, like, heterosexual couples, obviously. But I think we like to give the illusion that the guy is picking us because they want to feel that way. But at the end of the day, like, they can't have us unless we approve. Yeah. So, like, we had our eye on you. We let you make the move. We sent the signal of just, like, sending a vibe your way.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
I mean, it should be that way. It would be weird if it was the opposite way.
Definitely.
It'd be a little, I don't know, like, unsolicited and just weird, just weird, right? Like, manipulative. Exactly. But who knows? I mean, maybe men be playing tricks on girls all the time, too. Like,
I think so.
And they think that they're choosing.
I feel like we talked about that one time, like, the difference with, like, guys and girls and how we use, like, magic, quote-unquote. I can't remember what we said, but I remember it was, like, really good. I was like, oh, damn, that was a thought we just had.
I wish I remembered.
I
agree.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Have you ever done witchcraft on a man?
Hell no. Hell no. That is too far. And I see that all the time. And I'm like, let's not. If you got to do all that, just let it go, baby. Just let it go.
But I feel like we as women kind of, like, especially if you're kind of in tune with your witchy side, you do witchy shit sometimes unintentionally or, like, subtly. You can't really think of, like.
There's blood magic. Thing.
Exactly.
That's having sex on your period.
That is supposedly very powerful. That I don't think I've ever done that with somebody that I wasn't, like, with. Or even, I don't even think I have, actually. But very powerful, apparently. other little things too, I forget, but going to the extent where you're like playing music in the background, I don't know. That is very high school, I guess.
But you know what? That actually reminds me of this one guy that was really trying to get me. I feel like we're talking for like a little bit.
Oh, God, I know. You're talking
about. Like, he would do things like that. I remember, like, when I was, like, I cut things off and, like, he dropped off a gift and sprayed it with his cologne. Like, it smelled so fresh and strong. Like, you could at least let that shit air out, made it more, like, subtle. That shit was fresh. I was like, oh, my God. Like, he really did that.
It's very overt, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, just doing little things like that. I feel like, and it's so easy to do on social media. Like, he did a deep dive on everything I've ever posted. And we'll try to, like, present himself as if those were his same interests.
Okay, why does this sound like Joe from You?
He was very Joe from You.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, that series kind of paints a really good picture of, like, how stalkerish you can be in today's world with, like, social media.
Yeah.
And how effective it can be and how it can be perceived as, like, just, like, a successful, like, normal kind of situation. Yeah.
Well, do you think it's weird that a lot of girls, like, think Joe is hot? Or do you think that's, like, normal?
No, I think it's normal. I mean, like, Joe's not a real person, so.
Because I think the actor has spoken out and said, like, it's so weird that he's a heartthrob based on, like, the character that he is playing.
No, I think that, like, I think all in all it's a little weird, but I think us as, like, as an audience, as a society, we tend to love, like, antagonistic characters or the anti-hero. It's, like, such a powerful thing. We've always loved the anti-hero. I don't know what it is about it, but I don't know. We love it. I mean, even look at the way that we worship, like, not necessarily the devil, but, like, devilish shit. And you know what I mean? Like, there's something very attractive about, like,
he's the underdog.
Bad, about the bad guy.
Or the underdog. You want to root for him.
There's that. Plus, because, technically he's, but mixed together, yes, both of those.
Yeah.
Qualities are attractive for some reason.
But then there's, like, how far do you go? Because, like, in the new Dahmer show, like, is he still technically, like, an anti-hero? Or are we just watching a show from the villain's perspective?
See, I don't think he's hot in that show.
And no.
The actor, what's his name?
Evan Peters.
Evan Peters. I think he's fine. He's attractive.
Yeah.
In other shows. But in Dahmer, like, I personally didn't have an attractive attraction
not to him in that character. Yeah,
no, because that character is disgusting and it's based on a real character.
And that reminds me how we were just talking about from House of the Dragon, the character Christoph,
don't ask me about his name. I told you about names. And that series is especially hard to get people's names right.
I know, it's like just Viserys.
There's three of the same, like, it's crazy. Like,
Aegon, who wrote this? Kragon. Like, I don't fucking know.
Rhaenyra. Fucking Renary.
Yeah, that show is confusing. But okay, so that character, or not that character, but Criston, he's like, you know, what is, like, the word?
Is like,
conventionally attractive. The knight.
Oh, right.
The knight.
Yeah.
You know, at first he comes on the screen in the first couple episodes, like, spoiler alert. And he's conventionally attractive. All the girls love him. And then his
character... He was like a Jon Snow type, you know, like that kind of
thing. That's what I was, like, thinking. I was like, he just seems so, like, honorable and, like, he's going to be a good character. And then switch flipped and he just turned into, like, major incel vibes. And, like, literally within a flip of a switch, he turned ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the crazy thing. Like, do you think that happens to guys, too? I don't think it does.
Where guys can see women as, like, from hot to not?
Yeah, like, based on the personality. Like, if the bitch is fine as fuck, fat ass, like, juicy titties, you think so?
I think it might be a little more superficial, where it's like, oh, they don't, maybe I'm just, I don't know, I'm just guessing, but it's like, oh, she doesn't have a cute laugh. You know what I mean?
But they'll still hit, though.
Well, there's a difference. Are you saying, will they still hit, or are they unattracted?
Well, if you'll still hit, then you're still attracted to some degree, I think, right? Because, like, I think, like, for girls,
I think guys will hit, like,
that's my point. That's my point.
Come on.
Like, is there anything a woman can do that it would make a guy not want to fuck her based on, like,
her
personality or something that she does?
I know we're speaking super general. Like, there is guys out there that, like, are attracted to intelligent women. And it's like, you know, maybe they meet a girl and it's like, oh, she's not very intelligent, whatever that means. Or she's mean. like some guys generally like, maybe don't like mean girls. I think that's a thing, right?
I think so, but there's also guys that love mean girls.
Yeah, of course.
So it just depends.
People can be toxic. It doesn't matter like who you are.
Guy, but I'm talking, girl. I guess, specifically about are they still going to hit? Like if they see the finest woman they've ever seen in their life, and then
yeah,
she says some pick me shit or like what, like they would love a pick me shit, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
like could a girl say something that would make them not want to fuck her?
Yeah, I think they would, because you know, I remember that there was an episode where you and Stephanie were talking about, this is like a long time ago, about friends with benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's specifically,
but they're still fucking.
Yeah. No. Well, okay, it depends. What I was going to say is sometimes, like, when you have a friends with benefits or something, you see something in them and you're like, ugh, they're not really my type. I don't like their political views. I don't like this or that.
Yeah.
And they still hit it anyway because it keeps them from going further,
mm-hmm,
and falling in love, because you're like,
yeah,
I don't like this one thing about you, so I know I'm not going to fall for you, yeah, but I'm still willing to hit it. So what's the difference?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there anything that a girl could say that a guy would be like, I don't even want to touch her based on just her looks?
I'm sure there is.
Well, like based on what she says, but if she looks good, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It depends.
And like, I know there's girls also that would probably fuck a guy if he was hot enough, if he said some shitty things. But I think majority of girls wouldn't. I think if you're emotionally intelligent or just in tune with yourself, it's just something inherent. It just happens. Like, it's something you can't fight it. Once somebody just becomes ugly to you, like their energy, like their face literally transforms. Like that's what happened with Kristen. Like in the blink of an eye, like all the girls were just like, ew, boo.
That's true.
You know?
I think, yeah. I saw a TikTok the other day of this French dude or whatever. And he was like, I went on a date with an American girl and it went horribly. And he was just like painting a picture of the date. And he's like, you know, we met up and, you know, we went to this nice restaurant and I ordered, or what did he say? He's like, I wanted to order some wine because I think he was flustered. I think like the vibe was kind of weird. And then he's like, let's drink some wine. Like, so we kind of just can get a better vibe. And then the girl said like, I don't drink wine, or I don't drink alcohol. And he was just like, what? And then, so they went to go order food. And then, you know, they're looking at the menu and stuff. And I guess the girl said like, I don't do gluten. And then he was like, apparently, this is probably a fake story, but this is a TikTok. But he walked out. I mean, maybe.
Oh my god!
And he was just like, "I can't do this. I'm sorry." And he like walked out, which is like totally fucked up, first of all. But he walked out, and he like didn't even tell her bye, or he probably just like ghosted her. But he was just kind of like complaining that, because I think a lot of French people are this way, because they can't understand why Americans, specifically like Californians, are so against eating bread, and like it's a big part of our diet culture, because in France and like in their culture, they love bread,
carbs in general,
all gluten.
But I actually saw different. Something
gluten
about that.
Is different in both in different countries too, so
yeah,
they don't get it. But yeah, I think it's fucked up, but yeah, so there are things that people can say to make them end a date early, I think.
Yeah, you know? Well, yeah, you know, it's not like a absolute like every guy, but I would say majority guys will still sleep with the girl if she's like so fucking hot, just physically, even if she says repulsive shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Versus but will they the majority date her? Of women won't.
Maybe not.
Yeah, exactly. But on the bread thing, I don't know how true this is. I saw something where like here in America, when we process our like bread or noodles or carb stuff, I don't know, they take out some part of it that helps it digest.
Probably.
So that's why like it makes us like gain more weight or more sluggish, or
yeah, I mean, I don't know the like logistics behind it,
and I wouldn't be surprised.
The way that we like consume gluten is totally different from the way that people in France would.
So, yeah,
in Europe in general, yeah, we're not very healthy here. The way everything's made is just, ugh.
It's hard. Other countries ban like crazy ingredients, and they're just like, yeah, you guys can have it here, like who cares?
I mean, like, you know, we've had bread in different countries, like specifically in Switzerland. The bread there was probably the best bread I've ever had in my life.
I loved just, Switzerland.
It's made different. It just really is. You can taste the difference.
Yeah. Everything's different. The sky is different there. You're in a different world.
Yeah.
So let's get back to this song. So verse 2, basically she's just sad. Like it seems like they're over and she's like, what the hell? But what I love is the part where she's like, la, la, la 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 la. So she just does that a bunch of times, like during the outro. And I was reading, and in the intro she says it, but I was reading how she said she did that mostly because she had writer's block, which is so funny, but like it works. So I love it. I think that works a lot sometimes. Like there's a lot of songs where people just like say shit or like they'll scat or whatever.
Right.
Like, yeah, so I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. It is a short song, and then track.
It is short. Like, there's not a whole lot of lyrics, is there?
Not really. No, it's like verse one, verse like, two, and it. Like there's not even really a chorus. It's just like the refrain.
Why does that song slap so hard? It's so good.
It is really
You don't
good.
Need words sometimes. Sometimes the best things are unspoken.
And then at the end of the song, there's like a dope switch up where like, I don't know if it's like a tempo change or it just like drops like in keys or like what it is. It slows down. It like sounds really dope where it's like. Yeah, I don't fucking know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But it's tight. And then.
The cover art is kind of freaky too, no?
It's super cute. It's very spooky vibes. She's like in front of the house with like a little fence, but it's like nighttime and the lighting is like
it right looks on like her. Like Halloween or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cute.
Super cute.
I was gonna say that like the stalker themes like are super present in Halloween because I just rewatched the original Halloween, and it's like obviously like you know the whole movie is about like or the whole franchise Michael Myers is all about like mental illness and stuff, but like he's a stalker. In the first movie, like, I don't know if you remember, like, I mean, he'll just, like, follow like the
behind the bushes, the main girl. Outside her school.
Yeah, like, as she walks home, and he's just always present, like, looking at her from outside in and just, like, always just there. And that's, like, super terrifying as a woman, especially.
Yeah.
So
stalkers ain't no joke.
But I've never had to deal with a stalker, thank God.
No, I'm trying to think, like, have I? Not really. No.
Not yet.
Just, like, harassers, like, online and shit, but
yeah.
That's it. Mm. I guess maybe you could have, like, online stalkers. Because then, like, where do we draw the line? Is online stalking a thing? You know how people are like, oh, my God, you were, like, keeping my old post on Instagram. Stalker. Oh. Is that a stalker? Is that really stalker vibes? Your public profile?
I mean, I always tell people that I'm stalking their page or whatever. But I'll just tell them. I'm like, oh, I was stalking your page and I saw that. I mean, like, is it stalking? I guess it depends, like, if it gets obsessive or not.
Yeah.
And if it's, like, getting to the point.
I think it's, like, if you're getting blocked and you're, like, making new accounts to still view their shit, like, you're fucking weird.
Yeah, that's unsolicited. That's
weird.
Weird.
But if you're not blocked and it's a public profile, then, like, that's free game. Like, it's just, that's, like, public property.
I think you should just always assume that strangers can see your stuff.
Yeah. Dude, okay, you know what's so
weird?
I've
never been private, so I've always just kind of been public because I just kind of post, like.
I kind of just don't care.
I'm pretty careful with what I post.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You have to be smart. But, like, have you seen people talking about how, like, if you get weird, like, sex bot Instagrams in your views on your story, that means that somebody's watching your story through one of those, like, outside third-party watch somebody's Instagram story websites, you know what I'm talking about? Mm. Where I've showed you guys before, like, how to look at somebody's story without them seeing that you watch their story.
Yes, you have showed that.
It only works if it's a public profile. It's really easy. Like, it's not like some fucking high-tech shit, like I'm a fucking cyber security IT guy, whatever.
But it's like
hacker. But supposedly, people are saying that shows up as, like, those sex Instagrams where it's like they have like no followers and they just have like one picture and it's like, hi, my name is Lola, like, check me out, do you want to fuck my ass, like, I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's like one of those.
Yeah,
so people are saying that's what that means, but to me I'm like, is it? I don't know. And also, second of all, why do you care? Because people are like, oh my god, that's what it means, somebody's been watching my shit, I have some of those, like, who cares? Make your shit private if you care that much. If your shit's public, you have nothing to hide.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Why do people care about that? That's what I want to know. Why do you care if somebody is watching your shit through that? What does it mean?
Unless you're private, because then you really care. Yeah. Like, you have a curated little social media with just your friends. But then I guess if you're private, then people can't really see your your stories and stuff, right?
Yeah, that doesn't even work for private profiles. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't, people like really are like, oh, someone's watching me. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like if you're in a public place and you're doing something and people see it, like, yeah, it makes sense.
But I also don't even think that that has been proven. Like, people have said that they've tried it and that doesn't happen. I think those little sex bots are just random, to be honest.
I think people make shit up all the time.
Yeah, I don't know, but I've seen so many TikToks talking about that where I'm just like, that's weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway, next song, the sister song, Just For Me.
Is it actually the sister song?
Well, what she said, like that thing where I was reading, she said it's like the spiritual successor to Pain. It was like the second single or something like that, where it was like,
is related. It almost like an elevated version of it? Or is it on the same?
It's kind of the same EP. Vibe. I feel like Pain is kind of just her realizing we're done. Like, this is ending. Mm. I'm still, you know, I haven't seen you walk by. And then Just For Me is like kind of same, like stalker obsession vibes. But maybe this one's like, instead of a breakup, it's just somebody you're obsessed with. Maybe you aren't even together. I think, I don't know, let's take a listen and get into some of these lyrics. I'll try again and take a
seat. Your hair's under my pillow, so I sleep. Is it not the same song? I'm dreaming of you, leaving roses on my feet. I'm obsessed with you in a way I can't believe. When you wipe your tears, do you wipe them just for me?
So that is Just For Me, and this is Pain.
It's 8 o'clock in the morning. I feel like the two songs. It'd be like a cool.
No, they're similar, I think, because she uses a lot of like UK garage or breakbeats or drum and bass type samples and loops. So definitely similar vibes. It's like if you listen to like techno or house music, it all kind of has the same beat behind it, but it's different.
Like repetitive kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it though. I love that song.
Yeah, it's really good. Verse one, she says, I found the street of the house in which you stay, and my diary's full of your name on every page. Because I read somewhere you'll fall in love with me. I'll try and try again. One day you'll see. Your hair is under my pillow, so I sleep. And I'm dreaming of you leaving roses at my feet.
So he is obsessed. Okay.
So sad. I feel like who were we just talking about this with the other day where, like, we found, like, initials? Well, I know I had found initials carved in, like, my room. Like, recently when I was in high school. I don't remember if it was, like, who we were talking to. But, yeah, they were, like, talking about how they found something in their room about when they were young. Just writing, like, your name together, like, I think I remember who it was, but I'm not going to put him on blast.
oh, my God. No, I've done that before.
Yeah, so it's definitely more, like, innocent. High school, like, vibes. Like, that's, like, the era when I feel like you're first experiencing emotions like that, and it just can feel so overwhelming. And just,
did you ever, like, carve initials into, like, your arm?
Oh, that would have been badass, but I don't think I did.
I don't think
you know what? Maybe I did.
You know, I carved a heart. You see this?
That's what I did. I did that too.
You did?
Right here. I used to always draw hearts right here in my hand.
That's crazy. Like, I actually created a scar. Like, why are kids so stupid? I remember that was like a trend back in like middle school. We used to take like pencils.
And trigger just, like, warning, self-inflicted pain. I don't know.
My bad.
Yeah, even with like lighters. Do the smiley face, just like,
yeah. I think, man, middle schoolers are metal.
We're weird,
metal. Like,
that's why this like mixtape is so nostalgic. And like, she even calls her music like new nostalgia because she was super inspired by like 90s and 2000s music. Her whole like aesthetic with everything, the video is very like low res, everything, and it just like really takes you back because that's like, you know, we're 90s kids and growing up early 2000s, going through like puberty. So that was a time
kind
when,
of the
like,
worst.
Feelings were just like all encompassing and would make or break you.
Did like, she say like crazy. What era like this was inspired by, like what age?
Well, she just said 90s 2000.
So, but like for her, You said she's 21.
She's 21, so she was like barely
younger than me. Or
she was born in like 2000, probably.
So how would it be 90s?
Yeah, she's just inspired by the 90s.
Well, that's not okay.
Like the music and just the.
But I mean, like her experience, like her lyrics. It doesn't say like it when. That's
no, she just says it's like inspired by fictitious events, quote unquote fictitious.
No, I'm just kidding.
Own up to it.
No, I feel it. No,
we were all weird.
I mean, that's very vulnerable. Like, I mean, whenever I write something, and like, there's always fictitious elements, but there's always truth as well.
Has to be
you
based
can't
in
not
truth.
Have truth. It comes naturally.
Yeah,
but you know
exactly. Verse two, she says, verse two, I followed you today. I was in my car. I wanted to come and see you from afar. If you turned around and saw me, I would die. I'd pretend I was a person driving by. So major stalker vibes. Have you ever done a drive-by on someone?
Did I? I feel like, did you, if I did, you would have been with me.
I mean, I've been on several ride-alongs, like girls that were like, come with me. Oh. And then...
Ride-alongs? Is that what you call them?
I guess.
Not like an actual police ride-along. Like a,
No.
When your friend is like, I want to go spy. I feel like with one of my ex-boyfriends, you went with me.
That sounds familiar.
Okay. I was like, I don't know if we actually ended up doing it, but we were just like, we thought he was cheating or something, which he was. But we were like, is he home or not? And because he was just lying. We just had a feeling he was lying.
Did we go?
Yeah.
Was he home?
No. The lights were off, so I don't know if he was, but...
Oh, damn.
He wasn't home, yeah, but we just kind of waited there. I was like, this is lame. Nothing's happening. I was, like, secretly hoping to catch
it's
him.
It's, like,
in
so act. Hype on the way, and then yeah. You get there, and it's, like, there's only so much you could do. Like, there's either a car there or not, and, like, are you really going to get out and, like, fight somebody? What are you going to
do? Yeah, like, if the lights were on, and because you can kind of see the bedroom window from, like, the streets, you know, and then
that's
you,
major
like,
creep.
You see something, like, what are you going to do? But it's, I was hoping it'd be a little bit more, like a movie.
Yeah.
Like, waste my time.
I come outside. I see, bitch.
Yeah. Other than that, I think I've been on ride-alongs probably, too.
Yeah. I've done drive-bys, like, by myself, like, after devastating breakups. I'm like,
You have?
Yeah.
You just go, like, so by their street?
Yeah.
That's hard. No.
So embarrassing.
I don't blame you, but that's just, like... What if they see you?
I've matured. If they literally what she said, if you turned around and saw me, I would die. I'd pretend I was a person driving by.
I feel like a lot of my boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, like, lived in cul-de-sacs and stuff. So it's like that. No, you can't do it.
That's
can't
too
do
obvious.
That.
Yeah, it definitely depends what the living sitch is.
That's too funny.
Yeah. Let's see.
Because it's like, what do you expect to get out of that?
Yeah.
Maybe see them?
Yeah, honestly, have you ever been so devastated that, like, you're popping up at places you think they'll be, going to your favorite food places where you think that they might be, going to a party you think they might be to, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, so pathetic.
But. I know. Yeah, I think so. And then, like, you think they're going to be there, and then you hear that they're not going to be there, and you're just like, oh, I'm leaving.
Yeah, like, secretly, like, fuck.
But honestly, you know. Like, no, I think you and I were really different growing up, though.
Yeah.
And, like, no shame or anything to any of us, because there's no right or wrong. But I wasn't really, like, toxic. I think I just dated a lot of toxic people. Because it's always, if it's not you, it's probably them.
Most likely growing up, because that's, like, before you learn, like, emotional intelligence or how to handle your emotions properly without being weird.
Yeah. I think I, like... Maybe just, I just never felt like dealing with shit. So I was just like, drama,
Damn.
Get it away from me. Like, I don't want it too much. I'm just like, I'm focused on this. You know, leave me alone. Like,
that's
I don't know.
That's dope. It's definitely not worth it. But like, as much as anyone like tells you, whether it's like an adult or a friend, like you're going to do what you do. I feel like you just are who you are. And if you want to do something, like, I feel like doing a fucking drive-by, I'm going to go do a drive-by. Not to kill no one, not to shoot no one, just like a drive-by and look, whatever it is. But either way, it's not healthy. It's fucking pointless. And if you get caught, that's so embarrassing. What if you're there with a new girl and they both see you and they laugh at you? Like, that's horrifying.
That's like the worst thing you want to be.
That's a nightmare. Thank you. Yeah, so then the chorus, which I love. She says, I'm obsessed with you in a way I can't believe. When you wipe your tears, do you wipe them just for me? I'm pleading on my knees. It's your touch that I need. Would you wipe them for me?
I love that line.
Such a bop. That's pretty much what I wanted to talk about, but it's perfect because it leads into a story, which we can get into. I don't think I say what I was going to talk about? I don't think I did. So I have three stories. I'm going to talk about one of mine. I have a couple TikToks, I think, and then I have an article that I was going to read the last week, but I did not have time for it. So I'm going to read it today. Yeah.
Cool.
That's the agenda.
Let's get into
that. That is the agenda.
I love stories. I love story time.
So I have, you're the first story, kind of long, but I'm going to just read it.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this anonymous?
Anonymous. Okay. So she said, I don't even know where to start. We met back in high school during our freshman year. We didn't date long. It was about a month or so. Okay. So keep that in mind. But this man is still finding ways back into my life. He literally messaged me this morning. I laughed my fucking ass off. Okay. So basically, this dude has been obsessed with me. During my senior ball in high school, this dude stalked me and my boyfriend at the time the whole night. Oh my God, that's so creepy.
Damn.
He texted me from a mutual friend's phone and wanted to meet up. I ignored the text for weeks. Afterwards, he would still manage to message me from different accounts. Mind you, I blocked him off of everything, like what we were talking about. Like, if you're doing all that, you're doing too much, okay. Until one day I decided to make a whole new IG and forgot to block him off that one.
Oh, shit.
His girlfriend at the time messaged me and said, he's been stalking my page. And she assumed we were talking, and I told her, no, I have a boyfriend. He's just obsessed. We went back and forth for a bit, and then I realized she was super convinced we did because he told her we did. And I had to get my boyfriend at the time to confirm for me it wasn't true. Fast forward some years later, my boyfriend, so this is like years later, for a guy that she only talked to for a month.
That's wild.
My boyfriend that I was with during my senior year was still my boyfriend, and we were seeing The Weeknd live. And tell me why that same ex decided to message me on Facebook and said, if you see me and my girlfriend at the concert, ignore us. This is the same girlfriend that he convinced that we still had a thing. So this is messy. I finally decided to reply and told him, there's too many people attending. Why would I even bother? Fast forward to the day of the concert. I'm sitting in my spot with my boyfriend and something felt super off, like someone was watching me. Tell me why. When I look down, I see him straight up staring at me.
Oh my God.
I was like, what the fuck? There's no way. How's this happening? I tell my boyfriend and he sees that we're both in disbelief, but continues to enjoy the concert. Towards the last song, I felt it again. And now it was his girlfriend looking at us. I was so confused. At one point, I saw her grab him, and it was just awkward. You can just tell she was insecure, and I don't blame her. Fast forward again, like 3 years later, this man messaged me again. I'm, like, trying to keep track of how many years all this is. Like, this has got to be, like, 5 years later right
over
now.
What?
And I replied I shouldn't. And I replied I shouldn't have, but I just wanted to see what he wanted. He told me they broke up and whatever, and then he proceeded to tell me he hasn't gotten over me. I'm honestly surprised just because it's been forever, and we didn't even date for long, and it was never serious, but he literally admitted that he's been stalking me. Laugh my fucking ass off. Like, I give him props for the honesty, but it was just crazy, and at some point I ended things with that ex from high school. We dated for 7 years, and apparently he was with that girl for around the same time, so it's been 7 years. And we both ended up being single. I can't even lie. I was low-key willing to hang out with him and see what's up. Just because I'm a chismosa. And I love the drama. But girl, no, that was an even bigger mistake on my end. Sorry, girl.
Oh, my God.
Because then he kissed me and I pulled away. I was like, what the fuck? And he walked off so mad. At some point, we decided to be friends and kind of kill off this weird romantic attachment he had. And it was going good for a bit. But again, I should have known better. He ended up dating this other girl and same shit happens again. He tells her, I don't know what, and she's trying to fight me. I'm over here with a whole new boy at the time and I'm telling her I don't even want him. It's all him. I sent her screenshots of the convos and it's him literally saying he didn't want to be with her anymore. And he's begging for my friendship and whatnot. Then she blocked me. I was so irritated in that moment, I decided to call him and tell him off. He's giving me every excuse in the book, and he's like, this is the end. I'm like, no, I told you weeks ago we were no longer cool, and it sort of stopped for half a year. Damn, this is like going on forever.
This is the same guy?
Yeah. And then again, his ass decided to message me on Facebook and then unsent it. I didn't even know you could do that. But he messaged me today, like I mentioned earlier, just to tell me he's super sorry and wants to be my friend. And I was right, and yet he's still claiming I was the only girl for him. It's low-key sad, but also at his grown-ass age, he had no reason to be bringing me high school drama. I'm officially convinced this guy will never get over me, and I'm telling you, me and this guy never had anything serious. I can only imagine what he'll do next.
Oh, God.
There's so much more details to the story, but I had to make it a quick story, LOL.
Oh, that's a quick story.
I mean, that's pretty quick for spanning 7 years.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That is, like, low-key scary. I told her, be careful, of course, like, stalker.
What the heck? That's insane.
Because, like, low-key for an obsession to go on for that long.
I thought the, that's like, healthy. The ratio of, like, if you date someone for a month, it takes, like, twice as long to get over them.
Or half as long.
Or is it half?
I think it's half. Yeah.
Or maybe it's half. So he should have got over her the 30, I'm bad at math, what the fuck, the 2 week mark.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah, so be Jesus. The fuck careful.
Oh my God.
That is so scary. And it's also like wild, scary thinking about dating a guy that could be secretly obsessed with an ex. People always say that guys never get over certain girls, that they always have an ex that they're obsessed
honestly,
with.
Honestly,
I hate thinking about
too
that.
Too often.
I hate it.
I feel like most of my exes were that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my first like real boyfriend, he seemed like a really good guy, like traditionally good, like sweet, whatever. And then everybody would always kind of tell me like, you know, like his ex-girlfriend, like she's kind of crazy.
They would?
Yeah. And I was like, whatever, I don't care. And
well, because back
they're
then,
just like,
you just
watch out,
off.
Watch out. Just kind of like, kind of insinuating that this guy might still be into her. But I was like, no, like he said he was over her, blah, blah, blah. And they're broken up, even though they're off and on, kind of.
Wait, was this like his guy friends telling you this?
Like my girlfriends that were like, everybody was kind of friends, like even with the ex-girlfriend and stuff. You know, it was high school. Everyone was friends. Yeah, and then it turns out that he ended up cheating with her.
Jesus.
Don't get with somebody if they're off and on with their ex. Yeah. Don't do it.
But that's
don't
the thing it. Is like even if don't they're like not off and on, what if they're secretly obsessed and like not getting over it and trying like this yeah. guy, you know?
That's
cuz I feel like also most of my relationships have involved like exes at some point, like some bullshit. The only way, I'm not saying this is the only way you can avoid it. This is the only way I've avoided it is if you are their first girlfriend. So you have to be like five. Not five.
Oh
I'm just
my
kidding.
Gosh.
In high school or something.
That's why it's so hard to date. As that's you get the only older,
that's the only one. It's because I was his first girlfriend. So I feel like I was probably the girl that he was like in love with for a long time after that, and then he finally got over me. But it was never weird.
Yeah. No.
Yikes.
I refuse to believe that that's the only way. Yeah, like as you get older, you're just like, you're at our age now. Like people have had their first girlfriends or second girlfriends or third girlfriends or boyfriends, whatever. And so you've most likely probably had your first love. And it's like, it's really hard to get over that first love.
I feel like for guys it is. I feel like girls get the fuck over it. Like we are like so sad, but once it's out of our system, like we're so fucking done with it.
Yeah.
For some reason, guys like don't know how to process shit.
If you do as dirty, it's like you're done. At least, like if.
And that's a good theory, I think. The reason why is because usually girls get done dirty. This is very general, like generalizing of me, whatever. But I think most of the times, or maybe this is why, if a guy can't get over a girl, it's because he did her dirty and he regrets it.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yes.
So that's probably usually why.
Yes. Because that always happens. Mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10. 9 times out of 10. 100%.
That's true. All right. Well, I have two more stories. Let's read one here. I had met my ex when I turned 18 and we started dating right away. And so this relationship lasted 6 years and it was so abusive, not physically, but emotionally. He was narcissistic. These are the two most psycho things he ever did. He would record me hysterically crying because he wanted proof, in quotations, that I was abusive, but would just keep them in his phone and to watch back on his own time or have me watch them back to teach me some sort of lesson.
The fuck? Wait, of her crying?
Yeah. Hysterically. Another thing he would do was blatantly gaslight me to a point I literally thought I was crazy. Once he lifted his fist towards the wall because he was mad that I would not agree to an open relationship.
Oh, hell no.
As soon as he lifted his fist, I told him to stop because I did not want a hole in my wall that I would have to pay for. As soon as I told him to stop, he said, "What?" I said, "You were about to punch a hole into the wall." And he said, "No, I wasn't. See, you aren't well. You are starting to see shit and to see shit now and create things in your head."
You know what's crazy? Sorry. That's just, it's so, like, common. Like, this conversation feels so common.
Right? It's gas. I'm like, the shit that women go through. Yeah. Like, the fact that you see him about to punch a wall, and instead of being like, oh, he's about to get abusive and violent, you're like, I don't want to have to deal with the aftermath of catching up to his hole or paying for it. Like, God, poor women. I wish I could hug all of you. Luckily, I'm out of that now. Mental health doing way better and blessed with someone that loves and cares for me. So happy ending. Love that for her. Yeah. Last story also, I know that she's in a good relationship now. So I love that for her.
Thank God.
Super happy for that. But yeah, so fucking fucked up. And that's called, I think, reactionary abuse when, like, narcissists specifically or just people that do this, manipulators, they will trigger you into reacting like that, acting crazy and psycho. That way they can turn the blame on you, like blame shift, and be
they're
like,
just pushing buttons.
Oh my God. Oh, you're crazy. Holy shit. You're look fucking at psycho. Yeah.
Yeah. So sad.
That's a fucked up, bro. Like,
but it's also, I feel like I've done that to somebody, like maybe to like a friend or maybe even to you, who knows, but I feel like especially with like you and me, like we probably have pushed each other's buttons so hard to where we react that way too. But no,
I feel like mom does this to me all the time too. So like we talking all this shit and then I'll like get pissed and react and then she'll be like, "Ay, like loca." I'm like, oh my God, mom.
That's not, you're right. It's
like, you did this to me.
You're making me look crazy.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone can be manipulative, but just I see stories of this dynamic a lot from men. Just statistically, men are more likely to be narcissistic and abusive. So when I speak in generals, it's just based on the statistics. This does not mean all men. You know, I just had an announcement last episode. Go back and listen if you need a glimpse into my mindset.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm happy she's out of that. I'm sorry she went through that because that's so fucked up. It literally just drives you crazy. It warps your perception of reality. I don't know. It's scary.
It's so sad if you get stuck in that relationship for your whole life. It's so hard to get out, like, especially later on when you have kids and everything.
Oy.
And it's like, but it's, I understand why it's so hard to leave. Like, when you're dating somebody that's scary like this and they're acting abusive or suggesting abusive behavior, it's terrifying to even think, like, what's going to happen if I leave? Because it's like, a lot of these kind of narcissistic kind of guys will threaten to kill themselves. Sorry, I'm not allowed to say that, maybe.
You can.
Okay.
Just trigger warning. We try to be nice.
Yeah. Well, oh, I'm sorry. This is the TikTok version. They will threaten to unalive themselves. That's what people say these days. Or incite violence on you, right?
So yeah, it's scary. Or they can become stalkers. Like,
yeah, no one wants to deal with that. So sometimes the easiest choice is staying, and that's really sad. So
yeah,
please, if you're in a relationship like this, please get out.
Get out strong.
There are better relationships and better people out there.
As you see, most of these stories end with like, and now I'm in a happy, loving relationship. Yeah. Like, we love that.
Everybody has to go through a toxic relationship to
unfortunately
kind of appreciate like what else can be out there, and just like, or just, I don't know, everyone kind of just goes through it.
It's a numbers game.
It's like
okay, I forgot what this one was, but let's see. She said, "I just finished the recent episode and I love every single one. So glad you are back. Thank you. Love you." So my dating horror story is probably the worst date I've been on. This guy was always in my DMs, so I decided to give him a chance. Mistake number one. Sorry. Okay. And he made a reservation at this nice place for sushi and
drinks. That sounds nice, right? So,
well, date is going well. Conversation is flowing. But I just didn't feel any sort of feeling towards him other than friendly vibes. It happens. At the end of the day, he gets the check and he is complaining that it was expensive.
Oh no.
I was thinking in my head, this man had the opportunity to look at the menu when he made the reservation. Anyways, he then asks me if we could split it, and I very much said no.
Nice.
And told him I left my wallet at home. After the date, I told him I don't think this is going to go anywhere and that I wasn't interested in him anymore. And so he had the nerve to ask me to Venmo him my half of the check.
Oh, hell no.
Girl, I told his ass no and sent him a request for my wasted time and effort I put nice. Into the date.
No way.
I fucking love Straight that up. So much.
That's boss move. I love it.
Oh, so many. I think there's like 3 points there. So I keep seeing people talk about like, don't give that guy in your DMs that's been begging for a chance. I think guys like that, I don't know if it's like they're like, they might have like suppressed negative feelings for you saying no to them for a long time. So then they might want to like take it out on you by just being an asshole or something. Or like, I feel like a lot of guys have this weird delusion in their head, like this weird fantasy where like, oh, this one girl that I want that keeps saying no to me, one day she's going to want me and I'm going to tell that bitch no.
Oh, you. Tell me why. I was like, I heard a story like this. I saw a TikTok the other day. I don't know if I tagged you in it or not, but I think this girl was just kind of like telling the story of how similar situation. This guy was chasing her for a few years, like let's say 4 years or something like that, 4 or 5 years. And so then she finally decides to give him a chance. And you would think, you know, he loves her. He'd do anything for her. But the second that they go out on their date, he starts to, like, pull out his phone and call other girls in front of her.
Wow.
So it was almost like a...
It was a humiliation kink thing.
Like. I can't believe that you have that much energy to chase a girl for 4 years and just kind of have, like, a revenge kind of agenda.
It's so childish. Like who, it's petty, so immature and petty.
And also, like, who the hell has time for that, first of all?
Yeah, it's like that meme where it's like, who is it? It's like one of those like Disney memes where it's like the freaking bootleg version drawing, you know, and it's like the nerd in the corner. And he was like asked out a girl and she's like, no, thanks, nerd. And then she goes off with like the gangster, like bad boy.
Yeah.
And then it's like flash forward to the future and the nerd guy is like all rich with money. And then the hood rat, you know, is over there pregnant with like a baby, single mama. And like the guy left her and she's like, hey, to the nerd. And he's like, beat it, chick.
Stupid.
Have you seen that?
No.
Beat it, bub.
I know a lot of you have seen it, so bear with me. I hope my explanation was okay. I'll show you later because that shit is hilarious. But that is a genuine fucking fantasy of these guys that get turned down.
But there's a difference between being turned down in high school or something and then let's say you come across someone from your high school past or whatever, and you're like, okay, I look good. I want to prove that I'm, like, doing well for myself. And they ask me out. Let's do this date, and I'll show them. I don't know. Like, I can see that.
Yeah.
That's, like, a little petty, but, like, when someone is chasing someone, like, actively, like, asking somebody out constantly throughout the years, and then just decides to kind of sabotage it and... It just doesn't make sense.
And I think it also just shows, like, when guys pursue you that much, it kind of shows the personality. Like, they're fucking weird and gross. They're obsessive. Like, they might think it's persistent, but I think it's rooted in, like, this obsessive personality that can turn into, like, harassment and, like, stalker abusive behavior. Because, like, if you don't know how to take a no, you probably don't give a fuck about consent either. You're just probably an asshole. And it's more about, it's like about the hunt. Like once they get you, like they're not going to treat you good. They didn't chase you because they think you're a queen. They chased you because they are not normal. They're unwell.
It's almost like the more you say no, the more they want you.
Yes, I think.
Yeah.
Have you heard that like, that's like a kink, like guy, like humiliation kinks, like guys that like to be humiliated.
I've heard of that, yeah.
I think it could like kind of cross over probably.
Ew.
Yeah,
very I don't know.
Fucking weird.
There's some weirdos out there for sure.
But yeah, and then also like asking to split the bill. Like, bro, you made the reservation. You knew how much that place was going to cost. Like, if you don't have the money for that, then find a restaurant with only one money sign symbol instead of two or three, three? Or four.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I know that if I'm taking somebody out to sushi, the bill's going to be a bit pricey.
Yeah, because we're probably going to do all you can eat and some drinks.
Yeah.
At least. I don't
but
know.
But it's like, yeah, don't be surprised. Like, what?
Don't go for somewhere out of your range. And this is is, I say this all the time, you need to maintain the energy that you are putting out. So, like, if you are trying to show out with this nice sushi restaurant for his date, he's probably going to expect that, like, from time to time. I'm not saying, like, every fucking day. But, like, don't show out for your first. That's false advertisement if you're only going to do that the first time just to get someone and then never do that again. So don't spend outside of your budget. It doesn't have to be that expensive, but don't try to live above your means, bro, basically. Yeah. And what else about that date?
No, I don't know. But, like, I went on a date with this dude who, it impressed me that he did the whole date. Like, he didn't make a reservation, but he took me out. You know, wined and dined me, whatever. But we ended up hooking up. And guess what? He never did that shit again. Like, we still hung out, but it was never, like, fancy dinners. I was like, okay, never mind. Like, fuck this. Like, what?
Yeah, that's annoying.
Like, don't just, you know?
Yeah. And, like, it's so confusing. Like, guys make no sense because, like, they'll think, like, this guy, like, he thinks that she owes him something because he paid for a date because she only likes him as a friend. He's like, well, run me my money back. No, yeah. Nobody owes you anything. But okay, so they have the mentality, I wined and dined you, so you owe me some coochie. But then if you give them the coochie, then now they already won. They got what they wanted, so then they're not gonna wine and dine you again.
They paid for.
Yeah. So
it's just like a money exchange.
But then almost. If you don't give them coochie, then they're mad. But if you do, then yeah, because, like, what?
I feel like the way that they see it is, like, it's an investment. I spent this money. I need to energetically get that back in some way. It's gross. And so it's, like, when you don't, then it's, like,
yeah. It's gross, weird. So. All right.
But well, that's funny. I can't believe she requested the money.
As she I should. Know Mariah Carey vibes.
I know. I was going to say, someone did that before her.
Yeah. I think she literally sued or something for waste of time or something.
Who was it, Nick Cannon?
I love it. No, the other guy, he was like the manager for J-Lo. That guy, but I think he was a manager or something.
Okay.
He was just an asshole. I feel like his name was Tony.
Oh, probably. I know who you're talking about. That kind of makes sense, though, because, like, he was kind of in charge of her career, too, or, like, a big part of that. So maybe he totally did waste her time, like, her career time as well.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like a date specifically, like, yeah, I got ready, like.
Yeah, like, you want to talk money?
I'm
like,
here.
Let's see, how much money did I spend my on this presence, whole outfit?
And my presence is already, you know, I'm matching you what you're doing. I'm here for the experience and to get to know you. I got ready. Like, I could have showed up looking like shit, but that would be rude. Right. That would be rude of me to show up looking like shit in sweats with my hair not done, with no makeup on.
Yeah. So it's like you spent probably 3 hours getting ready and then the time at the date and then all the money that you spent like on your lashes or your nails. And so it's like,
yeah,
of course that doesn't get considered.
We're even, bro. Exactly.
Good for her.
Yes. So time for my story. It's really short.
Have I heard it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a little cycle looking back, but you know what? It's not.
Okay.
They deserved it.
I know. I used to think you were like the most psycho bitch ever. No, I'm just kidding. Not really.
I was ahead of my time. You needed time to catch up to understand me.
No, but then honestly, growing up, I'm just like, I needed to be more like that.
You can't win whatever way you are.
I know.
But so I was like dating this guy one time and we're just like driving. We're like out drinking and his cousin was in the back seat. And he started saying some really racist fucking things against Mexicans. And I was drunk. So I'm like looking at my boyfriend. I'm like, I just felt like my blood was boiling. I was like, is he fucking for real right now? Like this guy back here. And like, we're driving. So I hop over the fucking seat and just like go crazy, like start like stalking this dude, like decking him everywhere. I'm dead. I feel like on the side of the head and his body and his neck and just like this, just like.
Like fully or?
Yeah, I was like freaking spider monkey. I don't know. Like, yeah, going crazy. And then shit. Like my boyfriend at the time was just like, oh my God, like blah. And like we had to pull over and shit. Like, I don't remember like if he yanked me. I don't remember. Like I was in the heat
you blacked out.
Of the moment. But then it was just, like, crazy from there. His whole family hated me. That guy's, like, sister, like, wanted to fight me. But, like, that's what y'all get for being fucking racist. Like, that was my first experience really dealing with, like, racism back then. And this is why I'm wary of white men now, okay? Like, this is not all white people, but it's hard with, like, culture differences. And, like, you don't know, even if you're not racist, like, if you have racist family members and they don't know how to, like, wash their mouth, it could be a problem, you know? Yeah,
you should never have to feel uncomfortable.
It's so uncomfortable. Like, I felt like shit. I felt so, like, humiliated and just, like, embarrassed and hurt. I was like, what the fuck? So my instinct is, like,
and the fact that he didn't have your back.
Yeah, I feel like at the time he was, like, trying to tell me it wasn't even, he didn't mean it that way. Like, it's not even that racist.
Of course, to them.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no. Looking back, I'm like, nah.
Yeah. No yeah. regrets then.
I literally, like, looked up before this. I was like, what's the statute of limitations for assault and battery? It's 2 years in California, so I'm good. that's my story.
Honestly, yeah.
It's
no regrets, funny.
It's right? funny looking back.
Like, who cares? I mean, no, it's probably not the right way to go about that situation.
It's definitely not, because you don't know what guy has been waiting for the opportunity
to hit a girl.
Yeah. You know, guys love to talk about equal rights, equal lefts, or whatever. They can't wait. I've literally seen videos of a girl just, like, barely hit a guy or slap him or whatever, and then the guy just start wailing on a girl. And people in the comments are like, well, that's what she gets. Like, oh, I'm going to raise my son, and no girl can lay hands on you, or he could do whatever he wants. Like, there is a way to handle a situation. Like, men can easily overpower women.
Yeah.
You know? Right. Not every single woman, but, like, in all the videos I've seen, or, like, me specifically, like, I'm fucking 5'2½", okay?
No, it's like, this is such a bad comparison, but look at the way, like, a big dog, like a Rottweiler, would treat, like, a little Chihuahua. If a Chihuahua's coming at the Rottweiler's not going to tear it apart, usually.
Yeah.
Unless it's a bad seed. But it's probably just going to give it a little, like,
yeah,
get, like, away from me, like.
Yeah, and, like, that's a good example, is, like, a Rottweiler could tear up the little Chihuahua, the little Yorkie, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But that would be, like, excessive use of force. Like, they didn't have to do all that. Exactly. Like, they could have easily just swatted it away. So, same thing flies. But that's why I don't recommend ever laying hands on a man, because you have no idea what is their fucking weirdo, the way their brain's set up. Like, they could be waiting. They could be waiting. And you don't want to be on the other end of that. So
yeah,
don't recommend that. So I was lucky.
That's crazy. I still can't believe that.
Yeah. So.
Oh my gosh.
That is all those stories. Racism. Yeah. Fuck that shit. You could catch these motherfucking hands all day, baby.
Yeah, but no, I would feel just, like, so disappointed though if my man didn't back me up, you know?
Yeah, and, like, I was young, so, like, back then, like, I didn't even know how to process everything. I didn't know how to, like, put words to, like, what I was going through. I just knew I felt, like, upset, you know? Yeah. Okay, so I have a clip that's really good. It is from the We Are Man Enough podcast. April tagged me on TikTok the other day. It's a podcast, I guess. It's, like, two or three guys and, like, a girl or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But this video specifically is one of the guy hosts. And I feel like I've heard women say similar points, but he said it really good. He said it right, and it was, like, perfect for the moment.
Let's play it.
Yes. Nice.
Do straight men even like women?
I've been hearing this conversation a lot lately, and I have a very interesting plot twist on the story. So hear me out.
Plot twist.
So to explain the concept, it's basically the idea that we straight men only like the fact that we can do the physical thing with women, or if we're married, then they can cook or clean or take care of the kids. The theory is that maybe we don't actually like talking to women, and if it wasn't for the things that they do for us or what we can get from them, then we wouldn't actually even be their friends. And so here's my response to that. It's not that straight men don't like women, it's that most of us don't understand anything about them. And because we live in a patriarchal society, we weren't even taught about the necessity of understanding women. Think about it, whether it's our careers, our governments, or even the school system, we have been taught that life is about how much money you can make, your ability to dominate over others, and attaining the things that build your legacy in this world. Money, power, and respect. So if a woman is talking about her heart or her feelings or the flow of life, then a lot of men process that as a bunch of chaotic, all over the place babble. This is because we live in a society that has taught us that life isn't about the meaning or the essence of things, but it's about every individual's abilities to extract the most value out of whatever it is that they're using. So to me, in video games and watching sports feels like it serves a purpose because it's like a training ground to compete in this dog-eat-dog world. But listening to a woman express the importance of open-hearted communication doesn't feel like it serves a purpose because it doesn't lead directly to money, power, and respect. But it does serve a purpose. We must learn as a society that living in a world that doesn't value empathy, communication, and compassion inevitably leads to self-destruction. it's not just that men don't like women. It's that we live in a system that doesn't value the feminine at all. And so the only way to help men as individuals is to actually do the work to fix society as a whole. And that will take all of us. I love you.
Oh. Damn, that's good. And yeah. That actually just, it reminds me the end there when he talks about like they have to do the work or whatever. They don't want to do the work. I was watching Rick and Morty last night, the Pickle Rick episode where he like ends up in therapy, you know, at the end, where, like, the therapist is telling him, because he's like, oh, like science, like therapy is stupid, whatever. Like,
oh yeah,
all these words just for feelings, like it's fucking dumb, wasting my time. And the therapist is like, well, I understand why you would think that, the same way I think brushing my teeth in the morning is boring or whatever. But it's a task at the end of the day. It's work. It's what you have to do. And it's like, she basically tells Rick, because he's like a fucking narcissist, like, you don't want to do all these mundane things in life that are boring to you, because they are boring. But sometimes work is boring and work needs to be done, regardless if it's boring or not. And that reminds me of like what he's saying a lot of times with like empathy or like understanding your feelings and emotional intelligence. A lot of guys, like, first of all, they don't value it, but it's just boring to them. It's work. It's too much hard work for them to do that, and they would rather do something more exciting.
That's not even, I feel like it's not about the work, because like he said, this guy said, you know, men are used to having to put in the work for things that will like lead them to success, money, respect. But it's the fact that they don't think that there is something at the end of that work, like that's
going to be worth something. Yeah, they don't see the value in like learning to express themselves or put a label to their emotions and what they're feeling.
Because it's like, okay, becoming emotionally intelligent, like where does that get you? Which, I mean, gets you a lot of places. It makes you a good leader. It makes you a good friend. It makes you a good partner. I mean, it makes you just smarter, more intelligent.
Parent.
Everything, husband. Everything, like all the interpersonal relationships that make you a good person, that make you likable, you know, that's all due to emotional intelligence. But it's definitely society's fault. And it's like, I mean, who do you blame when it's like all society's fault? Do you blame the individuals? Do you blame society as a whole? I mean, patriarchy. We are, it's like we are the individuals, like someone has to hold or be held accountable. It's patriarchy.
I know. That's why, because the way we're socialized under patriarchy just automatically is going to undervalue anything feminine.
Yeah.
So like teaching, nannying,
therapy
even. Well, not therapy. Well, I'm talking about like jobs that are like technically underpaid. Feminine and like are they're undervalued.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
What?
What do you mean?
They're not under. You said undervalued or underpaid?
Undervalued, like underpaid, undervalued.
Well, okay. I'm saying undervalued.
Oh, like not respected.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely like not respected. Yeah, sex work is not respected at all, even though it's like so much money goes into that, like. Somebody's consuming, obviously, and it's needed. And it's like the oldest job, I think, ever.
Yeah.
Is sex work. Yeah. And it's so undervalued. It's not appreciated. But yeah, I think more empathy would just heal so many problems. But
yeah. No, it's messed up.
It's crazy that like we have to explain how do we get to this outcome that is going to add value to your life. That we have to explain that, like, that you can't just have empathy just because empathy is a good thing is wild to me. Because that should come natural to you as a human. But
yeah, I don't know. Men need to step up their game with these things.
Mm-hmm. Just something to make your thoughts flow. And then there was another TikTok that I wanted to talk about. I don't have the sound for it, but basically it was like from a podcast. It looked like this dude's talking with this lady. I don't know if she was his wife or not. And they're talking about the whole putting the seat down, leaving it up debate.
Yeah.
Where he was getting so technical, where he was like, well, if per your request, I have to put the seat up and then put it back down, that's two seat repetitions per urinary event, like blah blah blah. Like if you go in there and I leave the seat up, then you can just sit down and pee and leave. So that's zero repetitions per urinary event.
But first of all, it was talking about like the 50-50 man. And like, I forgot what
Yeah, because the girl that stitched it.
Yeah.
She brought up like, if you deal with a man that's like this, like a guy that's very 50-50, very like, let's be like equality, like down to the fucking toilet seat repetitions, like movements.
Where they're like, you want to be a feminist? I'll show you feminism.
Yeah.
I'll show you equal.
That's the same guy, the equal rights, equal left guy.
Equal rights, equal left?
Equal rights, equal lefts. Like when I was talking about guys, I can't wait to swing on a girl. When they say that, it's like, you want equal rights? Well, then equal lefts.
Oh, that's oh god, that's so dark.
Yeah, like one, two, like they'll sock you.
Oh my
that's
god,
what that means. You've never. Oh my god, I've seen guys say that under all those videos. If you see a guy hitting a girl, it's gonna be like 50 guys, like equal rights, equal left.
What the fuck? How does that even equate? Like, how does what?
Yeah, it's dumb as fuck.
Oh my god. But
basically, those are all the same guy. The guy that's arguing about the toilet seat repetition, 50-50 Venmo requesting you for freaking $30 for something.
Somebody asks you to put the toilet seat down, like,
dude, and like that's the crazy.
So that you don't fall in the middle of the night or. Like, come on. That's yeah. So stupid.
And yeah, like, just to be counting the amount of flips. And I'm so passionate about this. Like, you know, and all my friends know I talk about this all the time. Toilet seat just needs to go all the way down, bro. Like, germs, that backsplash, like, it's going everywhere. I've seen videos with the freaking black light.
Yeah.
Where you see the piss just flying everywhere, like on the shower curtain, like on the back wall, all over the fucking ground, under the toilet, the freaking toothbrushes on the counter, like that shit, like at micro levels is splashing everywhere. Just put it down. You'll both be happy. You both have to lift it up, but put it back down though, before you flush. All day, like all the time.
And like, I wonder if these equal rights, equal lefts, or what the 50-50 guy that the one that, from the TikTok, I wonder if he's cleaning that bathroom 50% of the time.
Exactly.
Because if he's not, then he needs to just like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because that's gross. Like, that's just, there's so many germs and just, ugh.
Yeah. I'm also an advocate for just sit down to pee, bro.
Yeah.
It's not like.
It's more hygienic. Like, come on. It's like
I
your home.
I don't see the
like,
issue with just
why wouldn't you want your
down?
Home to be clean and spotless?
You sit down to shit.
Like, why wouldn't you want your, like, lady to feel, like, safe and, like, you know, just.
Yeah. So if a guy's ever arguing with you about dumb shit like the fucking toilet seat cover, just get out of there. That's going to be a headache dealing with them forever. They're going to argue with you about dumb shit. And that's just going to rot your brain, to be honest. I couldn't sit there and argue about that all day. Just put the toilet seat down. So
yeah,
sit down to pee. Germs. The lid is there for a reason. So. Oh, yeah. One last thing I wanted to talk about before we get out of here and wrap this up, because I keep putting it off. This article came out earlier this year. 22-year-old pleads guilty to plotting a mass shooting to kill 3,000 women at a university. So incels are not a joke, okay?
Oh, my God.
Like,
wait, how is he planning to kill 3,000 women and not men?
I have no idea. It's stupid. So a press release from the U.S. Department of Justice said Genco, G-E-N-C-O, had profiles on popular incel websites and made hundreds of posts from July 2019 to March 2020, Parker said. In one post, Genco described spraying women and couples with orange juice in a water gun. He referred to women as foids, short for femoids, which are common incel terms for women.
Phenoids.
Femoids.
The fuck is that?
Foids, femoids. It's a common incel term for women, apparently. Femoids. You learn something new every day.
It sounds like an alien.
I know.
Okay.
When he first began posting on the website, Genko was attending Army basic training in Georgia. He was discharged for entry-level performance and conduct in December 2019. Reminds me of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. If you get kicked out of the Army, like... red flag,
yeah,
red flag, red
that flag. Means you can't just fucking stay in line. Which, you know, whatever. A month after being discharged, Genko scouted out a university in Ohio on January 15, 2020 in preparation for a mass shooting. Parker said officials did not clarify which university it was. The same day, Parker said Genko searched online for topics that included planning a shooting crime and when does preparing for a crime become an attempt. Deputies with the Highland County Sheriff's Office were called to Genko's home in March 2020 for a domestic issue between him and his mother. According to DET, detective Vinny Antonor. That's when deputies noticed weapons and body armor that just looked out of place and prompted a further investigation. So it basically, they went there because some like domestic dispute with his mom. And then they found all these guns with like bump stocks attached and modified, all this shit. And they found his manifesto when she wrote about killing women. And
he wrote a manifesto.
Yeah. About killing women out of hatred, jealousy, and revenge.
Interesting. Jealousy.
And the investigation revealed when he wrote his manifesto, he searched online for sororities and a university in Ohio.
Oh, shit.
He also wrote that he believed his extremely empowering action of killing women would compare to that of Elliot Roger, who killed 6 people and injured 14 more at a California sorority house in 2014. And that guy also had used a water gun prior to his thing to shoot orange juice at students.
Orange juice? What?
So this guy's just like a fucking copycat, basically.
Oh, God.
And they found the note that said that he had planned or hoped to kill 3,000 women. So I don't think he had like a legitimate plan, but like that was his goal.
His plan, yeah.
So that's psychotic. And there's been articles about just like the CIA or FBI or whatever having to keep a closer eye on incels. And just incels being an increasing domestic terrorist threat.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that, like, killing women, like, especially, like, in instances like this is not considered a hate crime yet. I saw a video of this girl saying that bitch, whore, and cunt should be considered slurs. I kind of agree. And I know it sounds crazy right now, but, like, I don't think violence against women is taken seriously enough or condemned enough. I think it should be, there should be hate crimes for killing women like this.
It's not considered a hate crime, killing a woman?
Not, like, no. Like, you know how, like, you can hate crime, like,
yeah.
races and stuff, right. but not for women. It's just like, oh, an incel killed all these women.
That's a hate crime.
I don't think they're technically considered hate crimes. I don't know. Let's look it up.
I don't know, but that's terrifying, the amount of incels out there. Ugh. I mean, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I care, but.
You need a criminal offense and a biased motivation. So, I don't know. I'll look into it, but it's not taken seriously enough. And I do hate seeing men call women bitches or whores or cunts or whatever. Like, it just really rubs me the wrong way. And they shouldn't say it. And I hate when guys or girls are like, well, you say, I had one girl one time in my comments when I was talking about men, talking about like, oh, like feminists, but you're calling women bitches. Like, girls, suck my dick. Like, I'll say bitches all day. What do you mean? That's not the same fucking thing.
It's not the same. It doesn't carry the same weight.
Right. Like, what? Don't play with me. Yeah.
Ew, no. It's like when a man says it, it feels like
an attack.
I don't know. Away. It just feels gross. It feels like there's so many just like underlying things going on.
Yeah.
When we say it, it's just like, what's that bitch? Like, hey, bitch. Or like, that girl's a bitch. It's just like, it doesn't carry the same weight. It doesn't carry the same weight at all.
Yeah. It's just like when guys say females, it's like, you just want to say bitch. I know you want to say bitch.
Yeah. That's true. Because they know that women don't like to be called female.
Yeah.
Because that's not the right way to call women women.
It's not. Female is to talk about, like, insects and animals or
not whatever. Even that. It's like you can attach it to a different word.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's what, yeah, female is an adjective. It's an adjective. It's not a noun.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about
a bug.
Like non-humans, like a human, a female human is a woman. A female cow would be, I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah.
There's a word for that. But yeah, so it's a descriptor. It's not a fucking noun. So just stop it.
Bunch of psychos out here. My God.
A bunch of them. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. Thank you so much, everybody, for your submissions. And I'm so happy that all the people in those shitty situations got out. And I'm happy for me for stalking that guy.
Me too.
And don't be a stalker. Don't egg on stalkers.
Don't date psychos.
Just be careful out there. And I'm always remind you guys, I feel like I say this every time, don't ever post where you're at until you leave.
That's very true.
Okay.
You think people aren't watching? They're freaking watching.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You never know. You could have a secret stalker that you don't know about. So just be careful out there. Yeah. will see you guys next time. You can follow me on Instagram, Simpin' After Dark, Ash_Friday_, also Simpin' After Dark on TikTok and Twitter.
You can follow me on Instagram @AprilDirects, and then you can follow our studio @Wild7Studios.
Shout out to Wild7Studios for hosting Simpin' After Dark.
Exciting times. Keep up with all of our projects. We have so many things in the works. We also, I don't know if I can announce this yet, but fuck it. We're working on another podcast.
Oh, I've been talking about it.
Okay.
Amigas?
Yeah. Okay, cool. It's not out yet, but maybe
I just keep telling
the next couple of weeks, I think.
You guys keep an eye out. That's what I keep saying. Yes. Keep an eye out.
That's going to be a fun one. We're going to be talking about our experiences working on our telenovela web series that came out last summer. And it's going to be a good time. And Ashley's, you know, co-hosting that with me and Alexa from Nightshade.
Yes. So yes. Keep an eye out. And love you guys. And I'll see you next time. Bye.